Hope everybody had a great turkey day. Better watch that gross weight if you're planning on going flying today. Welcome into our audio cast for Friday, November 23rd, 2007 from AvWeb. As Eclipse Aviation continues to struggle to make its production targets and other players in the very light jet market ramp up production to achieve their modest sales goals, aviation analyst Richard Abalafia says the impact of the little jets on the overall industry is about what it can and should be. He told AvWeb's Russ Niles, the VLJ sector is and will continue to be a nice addition to the regular business jet market, and that the bold predictions that VLJs would fill the airways will be looked back upon with embarrassed nostalgia.
The air taxi business is off to something of a start in the U.S., using mainly Eclipse 500 aircraft. Linear Air got started yesterday. Ed Yakabuchi's Dayjet is up and running. Have you heard anything about how it's all going?
Well, I think it could take a long time to play out. I mean, what's sort of interesting is that there seems to be some kind of hedging of bets here. This is not, you know, per seat, on demand, anywhere you want to go, air taxis, as the utopian futurists envisaged. This is a little closer at times to charter, you know, per plane, at times to only to dedicated cities, you know, kind of like an unscheduled airline, if you will. This is something that's approaching true air taxi, go anywhere, open skies, what have you, but not quite there yet, and obviously they're going to get closer to that. But the real question, of course, is cash. When you start up operations like this, your cash burn becomes unbelievable. And we're going to find out just how deep the pockets are backing these organizations. I suspect not enough to enable anything like the expansion plans they've announced.
Your thoughts on the TAG Aviation AMI jet charter situation and what the FAA is up to there?
Oh, gosh. Well, anyone's guess on that, I'm afraid.
A scintillating answer, Richard.
There we go. the regulatory side of it, being in Washington, one can become cynical fast.
So air taxi notwithstanding, the VLJ market, anything changed in your opinion? You were not all that bullish on it when we spoke about a year ago.
I think there's going to be some interesting aviation archaeology in a couple of years. You're going to find lots of headlines saying things like, 2006, year of the very light jet, one VLJ delivered. Then you're going to see 2007, year of the very light jet, several score VLJs delivered. This was never a revolutionary or, if you will, disruptive market. This was a nice add-on to existing business. That means possibly 300 a year, which is fantastic considering the existing aircraft in this class, mostly the turboprops and such, are doing very well too. But this expectation of a VLJ revolution and a major challenge for the regulatory authorities and whatever else, I think this is going to be looked back with a kind of embarrassed nostalgia in a couple of years.
If there isn't going to be a VLJ in every pot, then what's going to replace them? What's the next fad in aviation?
I think this SSBJ concept has some legs. You know, you look at where the cash is in society, increasingly the growth is at the very high end. The number of billionaires out there is practically galloping, especially in emerging market countries. You look at the progress made technically, the progress made in terms of market development. It's waiting to happen. It's one of those rare aviation markets where the problem isn't on the demand side, it's on the supply side. It's coming up with the industrial arrangements and the financial arrangements necessary to bring a product to market. So I think that'll be the next big thing. The problem is it's a very elite market, of course, so in terms of satisfying anyone's vision of big aviation changes for the masses, I would argue that, unfortunately, it's Southwest leading the way. That's what mass air transport looks like.
Okay, so who's going to get there first? Arian, Gulfstream?
Well, you can definitely see Arian having the first plane that's capable of reaching the market because the technology is relatively off the shelf compared to SAI. SAI has got a very futuristic and more expensive design to develop, but with ultimately possibly a bit more promise. So it's going to be interesting to see which one of them works up the industrial arrangements necessary to make it happen. Gulfstream, of course, potentially a very important player. Dassault, a very important player, not just because of their luxury business jet market presence, but because they also combine that with supersonics. Boeing, possibly a major player, because, again, supersonics and some luxury market exposure. And then, of course, the other luxury player, Bombardier, but they don't have the supersonics, and they really don't have the deep pockets either, but conceivably they could play a role. I think the most interesting aspect of it is that for the first time in the business jet industry, people are going to have to work together, and historically, this industry isn't great about making that happen.
One other thing that I heard was that Airbus was going to get into the biz jet industry, factory in the Isle of Wight. You heard anything like that at all?
Yeah, you know, hearing rumors here and there that perhaps they would acquire some jet maker. I mean, I think in a lot of ways, if Airbus were to look around, they would notice that Embraer is kind of blazing a path here. You know, you take the revenues from the low-margin people mover side and you put it into the luxury market, see what you can achieve. And certainly Airbus has had some success with the 318 Elite and the 319 CJ, but you know, it would be good for them to start their own business jet family and see where it goes. And obviously, starting at the opposite end of the spectrum with some kind of new very light or light jet would be an obvious you know, first experiment, a first foray. But there are definitely rumors like that out there.
Aviation industry analyst Richard Abelofia. Today's audiocast was brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. You can check it out at www.aviationsafetymagazine.com. Comments on today's audiocast welcome at audionews@avweb.com. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting for Avweb Audio. Thanks for listening.